All right, this is Sunday morning. This is May the 13th, 2018. And I want to start this off by saying the Lord spoke to me this morning and really yesterday also about, I'm very careful. I don't like to call out ministers that I believe are in error. I don't like to call their names out. I don't like to do that kind of thing. It just goes against the grain for me. But I have an obligation to you. In fact, this is going to be recorded, but I don't know that it will ever be put on anybody's flash drive or anything like that. It's just a document of what I did say. And but I have an obligation to you to guard you against the wolf. You know, that's as a pastor and as a prophet, you know, we watch the wall. There's a lot of people that are very bold in this, and they just do it like it's just nothing. And me, I just go, ugh. I just want to be right, and I want my heart to be right. And what I'm about to bring here, I am asking that you pray. That's what I'm asking. Now, we've already been a few times talked about the ecumenical movement. I read you the article from End Time Magazine about the meeting in 2014. And so I'm just going to read some information to you today. I probably won't have much discussion. I'm just going to read it to you. This first one is the prophetic alert. It's called Prophet's Alert or Prophetic Alert. And it's the title of this article is The Deception Behind the Kairos 2017 Ecumenical Event in Kansas City. The formation of a one-world religion under the Roman Catholic Church. Something very big is happening in the Christian world, and it is not good. In fact, it's extremely deceptive and a very good example of how Satan transforms himself into an angel of light and a servant of righteousness to deceive the unwary. In this scripture here, this is 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. As I've said many times before, Satan's modus operandi is deception. He is a master of subtle deception and half-truths. Consequently, those who do not pay careful attention are very easily misled by what the Bible describes as doctrines of demons. The main point is that a demonic doctrine sounds so much like the truth, but it is not. It contains elements of truth that are usually taken out of context, like when you sent that email. Mm-hmm. And usually in the form of what I call patchwork quilt theology. We take a little from here and a little from there and a little from there and we put it all together. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're saying here. Patchwork quilt theology. Bible passages that are stitched together to form a false doctrine or teaching. The Catholic Church is once again waging war against the Protestant Church. Just in case you thought that the Roman Catholic Church had given up on defeating the Protestant Reformation started by Martin Luther, think again. The opposite is true. The Catholic Church is waging a very subtle yet militant campaign of warfare against the Protestant Church. It knows that it cannot convince Bible-believing Christians to convert to Catholicism based on its false doctrines. It has therefore decided to use a smokescreen of lies, doctrinal deception, and confusion to achieve its demonic and antichrist objectives. Kenneth Copeland is committing spiritual adultery with the unholy Roman Catholic Church. This is what I'm reading in this article. At the heart of this demonic counter-reformation is Kenneth Copeland. Copeland has a very long history of perverting the teachings of the Bible. His true love is money and self. Now, I don't totally agree with everything, and I'll put that disclaimer. I don't totally agree with that. I really don't believe that, because a lot of people don't understand prosperity message and the gospel, and they think if you have money, then you're off. But I don't believe that. Okay. Tony Palmer was sent as an emissary of Pope Francis, just another Jesuit. Okay. Tony Palmer, now deceased, was used as the hitman of the Roman Church to cunningly address Kenneth Copeland's leaders at a convention in 2014. Since that fateful day, Copeland has moved very fast. The end result of his staged event and planned deception is the event that has just taken place in Kansas City. Okay, and you can go online yourself and you can watch those. It's like kairos2017.com. You can watch the whole meeting for yourself. Okay, this is from Shofar Ministries. Kenneth Copeland held an ecumenical movement in Kansas City, Missouri, with Pope Francis watching by video and his representatives present. In this video, Copeland claims to be God's anointed prophet and claims to have the power of God to bring fire from heaven to burn the stubble, presenting a veiled threat to all churches who do not get it in step with the ecumenical movement. Kenneth Copeland leads the way for the anti-Protestant Reformation propaganda that born-again believers should reunite with the apostate Roman Catholic Church under Jesuit Pope Francis. They are staging a counterfeit New Apostolic Reformation in an attempt to destroy the true church. Okay. Now, the guy that wrote this article, his name is Alan Vincent. This lady, she's responding to what he's saying. She said, God called us to be unified. Jesus prayed this, John 17, 20 through 21. Isn't that the scripture they sent you? Instead of fighting, pray for these people and unify unity of the body. The Reformation had valid points, as I'm sure you do, but not everything Catholics believe is bad. After all, Jesus is their Lord and Savior. I don't know that I agree with that. A lot of them are not born again if they go by their tenets of faith. They believe in the resurrection. They believe the Holy Spirit has power and is still active. Bottom line is Jesus prayed we were unified. We never should have fractured. We should have healed from within and prayed for each other. You know why they fractured? It's because Martin Luther, it came to the place where they were killing them. Now we need to stop robbing believers of this unity. It is time to stop fighting and start praying for repentance, awakening, and restoration among all believers and all non-believers, no matter the denomination or group. This is that ecumenicalism. Lord, I remind you as you instruct that you promise to bring your rain on this dry land and revive us so that those completely devoted to you, Lord God, rise up like blades of grass everywhere. So this lady's got that thinking. This is his response, which is excellent. Hi, Jesus never called everyone to unity, only true believers. It is not possible to claim that Catholicism is Christian. I'm in possession of the official Vatican Roman Catholic Catechism. See, it's what they go by. It is full of anti-biblical teachings. Catholicism is a mystery religion of Babylon. Only the devil can claim that Mary is a true co-redeemer alongside Christ, that she was born without original sin and was assumed into heaven without dying, mimicking the attributes of Christ himself. So he answered her pretty good because she's, you know, was very deluded there. Okay. What brought me across this was this. I was looking at a kind of an intel alert. The title is Purge at Highest Levels of Secret Government Spells Doom for the Satanists. And it caught my attention, so I began to read. A change of guard and a purge of secret power brokers is breaking the deadlock in the battle for the earth, say Pentagon, Vatican Agency, and other sources. This is expected to result in the official disclosure of 9/11 and 3/11. I didn't know what 3/11 was. It's some other false flag events that are going to be uncovered. 3/11 truth, as well as the removal of several G7 leaders, according to the sources. To kick off this process, Admiral Mike Rogers, the head of the NSA, who resigned on May 4th, will testify before Congress to deal death blows to the cabal, Pentagon sources say. A publicly visible sign of this change was the formal election of Fra Giacomo della Torre as the 80th Grand Master of the Knights of Malta on May 2nd. Now, there's a link here to the Knights of Malta, and it caught my attention because there was a minister a year or two ago that was being questioned and criticized because he had joined the Knights of Malta, and he's not Catholic. And they were questioning his motives. Okay? All right. Now, I went to that website. I'm not going to read the rest of this. All right. Now, I've read to you before that the Jesuits are a military religious order of the Roman Catholic Church. And I've read the Jesuit what they have to sign, what they're going to do. All right. It says here, the oath of the Knights of Columbus and the Knights of Malta and the Rhodes Scholars is based upon the oath of the Jesuits. So they take the same oath that the Jesuits take. And I'm going to read that oath to you. I, whoever they are, now in the presence of Almighty God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed St. John the Baptist, the Holy Apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul, and all the saints, Sacred Host of Heaven, and to you, my ghostly Father, the Superior General of the Society of Jesus, rounded by its Saint Ignatius Loyola in the personification of Paul III and continued to the present, do by the womb at the Virgin, the Matrix of God, and the Rod of Jesus Christ, declare and swear that His Holiness the Pope is Christ's vice agent and is the true and only head of the Catholic or Universal Church, that's key, Universal Church, throughout the earth, and that by virtue of the keys of binding and loosing, given His Holiness by my Savior Jesus Christ, He hath power to dispose heretical kings, princes, states, commonwealths, and governments, and they may be safely destroyed. Therefore, to the utmost of ray power, I will defend this doctrine and His Holiness' right and custom against all usurpers of the heretical or a Protestant authority, whatever, especially the Lutheran Church of Germany, Holland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, and the now pretended authority in churches of England and Scotland, and the branches of same now established in Ireland and on the continent of America and elsewhere, and all the adherents in regard that they may be usurped and heretical, opposing the sacred Mother Church of Rome. So they believe this is the only church. And you are, that's why they said, you know, they're calling the daughters home. They believe the Protestant church, which is what we represent, needs to come home. I do now denounce, now this is in Congress, this thing right here, the time I read it before, the other one, it has it documented, what case it is or what paper it is or what document it is, and it's in Congress. Okay? I do now denounce and disown any allegiance as due to any heretical king, prince, or state named Protestant or liberals or obedience to any of their laws, magistrates, or officers. I do further declare that the doctrine of the churches of England and Scotland, of the Calvinists, Huguenots, and others of the name of Protestants or Masons to be damnable, they themselves to be damned who will not forsake the same. I do further declare that I will help, assist, and advise all or any of His Holiness's agents in any place where I should be, in Switzerland, Germany, Holland, Ireland, or America, or any other kingdom or territory I shall come to and do my utmost to extirpate the heretical Protestant or Masonic doctrines and to destroy all their pretended powers, legal or otherwise. I do further promise and declare that notwithstanding I will dispense with to assume any religion heretical for the propagation of the Mother Church's interest to keep secret and private all her agents' counsels from time to time as they entrust me and not divulge directly or indirectly by word, writing, or circumstances, whatever, but to execute all that should be proposed, even in charge or discovered unto me by my ghostly father or any of this sacred order. I do further promise and declare that I will have no opinion or will of my own, or any mental reservation whatsoever, even as a corpse or cadaver. Well, but will unhesitantly obey each and every command that I may receive from my superiors in the militia of the Pope and of Jesus Christ, that I will go to any part of the world, whithersoever I may be sent, to the frozen regions, north jungles of India, to the centers of civilization of Europe, or to the wild haunts of the barbarous savages of America without murmuring or repining, and will be submissive to in and all things whatsoever is communicated to me. I do further promise and declare that I will, when opportunity presents, make a wage, relentless war, secretly and openly against all heretics, Protestants and Masons, as I am directed to do, to extirpate them from the face of the whole earth, and that I will spare neither age, sex, or condition, and that will hang bum, waste, boil, flay, strangle and bury alive these infamous heretics, rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, crush their infants' heads against the wails, in order to annihilate this execrable race, whatever that means. In other words, it's not very good. That when the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poisonous cup, the strangulation cord, the steel of the pointed or the leaden bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the persons, whatever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as I at any time may be directed so to do by any agents of the Pope or superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Father of the Society of Jesus Christ. This is tedious, but anyway, I'm getting to a point. In confirmation of which I hereby dedicate my life, soul, and all corporate powers, and with the dagger which I now receive, I will subscribe my name written in my blood in testimony thereof. And should I prove false or weaken in my determination, may my brethren and fellow soldiers of the militia of the Pope cut off my hands and feet and my throat from ear to ear, my belly open and sulfur burned therein, with all the punishment that can be inflicted upon me on earth, and my soul shall be tortured by demons in eternal hell forever. That I will, in voting always, vote for K of C, and I don't know what that means, in preference to a Protestant, especially a Mason, and I will leave my party so to do, and that if two Catholics are on the ticket, I will satisfy myself, which is a better supporter of Mother Church, and vote accordingly. That I will not deal with or employ a Protestant if in my power to deal with or employ a Catholic. That I will place Catholic girls in Protestant families, that a weekly report may be made of the inner movements of the heretics. Well, that I will provide myself with arms and ammunition that I may be in readiness when the word is passed or I am commanded to defend the church either as an individual or as the militia of the Pope. All of which I do swear by the blessed Trinity and blessed sacrament which I am now to receive to perform and on part to keep this my oath. In testimony thereof, I take this most holy and blessed sacrament of the Eucharist and witness the same further with my name written with the point of this dagger dipped in my own blood and seal in the face of his holy sacrament. Okay, the same oath is ministered to the Illuminatis, the same oath is to the Jesuits as the Knights of Malta. Now I went online and looked up this other minister and his reason for being in it. He said it's a humanitarian cause, it helps children and does all these things, it's not a secret society and blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right, you have to have someone recommend you for this, but I'm going to read to you the membership of the Knights of Malta. And there's many, many, so I just highlighted the ones that you know. Vice President Joe Biden, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, Pat Buchanan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Jeb Bush, Prescott Bush Jr., Frank Capra, President Bill Clinton, Kenneth Copeland, Queen Elizabeth II, Rudy Giuliani, Alan Greenspan, J. Edgar Hoover, some of these are dead already, Alex Jones, Rick Joyner, that's the other minister, Joseph Kennedy, Senator Ted Kennedy, Alan Keyes, Henry Kissinger, Oliver North, Ron Paul, Ronald E. Reagan, Nelson Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, Anton Scalia, Robert Shuler, Frank Sinatra, Ted Turner, General William Westmoreland. And that's all that there's other that look familiar, but those are the ones that I know, that I know, that I know. So this is what had me upset. So if you'll take it under advisement, what I've read to you, maybe search it out yourself and pray, because I'm not sure how to pray in this situation. But I do know what this oath says. But I see the tactic of the Pope, you know, they weren't getting anywhere killing all the Protestants and doing this because they've been doing it for thousands of years. And now that society's more dignified, you know, now they've changed their tactics to try to use peace and unity and, you know, all this kind of stuff to try to get their daughters to come home. Okay. Hate to end on that note, but anyway.